Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, obviously, Buxtehude, Vaughan Williams, Francis Pott, a new one for this programme, Jackson, and several others. We start tonight with Jean Longley, who lived between 1907 and 1991. He was a French organist who established a reputation for improvisation as well as composition. He became blind due to glaucoma when he was only 2 years old and was sent to the National Institute for Blind Children in Paris, where he began to study the organ with André Marchal. From there, he progressed to the Paris Conservatoire, obtaining prizes in organ and studying composition with Marcel Dupré and Paul Dukas. Here we have his Salve Regina, dating from 1988.
Thank you.
The Salve Regina by Jean Longley, played there by Timothy Noon on the organ of Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral. We now have the prelude on the Welsh hymn tune Rosimedre by the English composer Rolf Vaughan Williams. He lived between 1872 and 1958 and is perhaps best known for his operas, ballets, symphonies and religious work. Although the organ wasn't his preferred instrument, he nonetheless studied with Hubert Parry and Alan Gray and became organist and choirmaster at St Barnabas Lambeth from 1895 to 1899. Rosimedre is a village in the borough of Wrexham, and one of its vicars, John Edwards, composed a hymn tune of the same name. The prelude on Rosimedre by Vaughan Williams, played there by Colm Carey, at the organ of the chapel of the Tower of London. One of Bach's most famous works for organ, although perhaps surprisingly one which hasn't previously featured on this programme, is his fugue in G major, BWV 577, otherwise known as the Jig Fugue. The derivation of this nickname is apparent immediately on listening to the piece. The style, and in particular the jig time, is unique in Bach's writing, and this has led to speculation as to whether the piece really emanated from Bach's pen, but it's nevertheless an entertaining and euphonious short work. James Reel describes it thus: "It begins, innocently enough, with a cheerful tune in dotted jig rhythm, but quickly proves to be a treacherous test of virtuosity with its rapid four-voice writing and its especially difficult pedal part." Bach's Jig Fugue in G major, BWV 577, played there by Kevin Bowyer at the Church of St. Mary Redcliffe in Bristol. Francis Jackson is a British composer and organist who celebrated his 100th birthday during October 2017. He was organist and director of music at York Minster for some 36 years prior to his retirement in 1982. Here we have his prelude on the hymn tune East Acklam for the fruits of his creation.
Thank you.
Francis Jackson's Prelude on East Acklam, played by Graham Barber at the organ of Salisbury Cathedral. Francis Pott was born on the 25th of August 1957 and is a British composer, pianist, academic and university administrator. He held open music scholarships at Winchester College and Magdalen College, Cambridge, studying composition at the latter with Robin Holloway and Hugh Wood, while also pursuing piano studies as a private pupil of Hamish Milne in London. His monumental organ symphony, Christus, was described in the national press in 1992 as one of the most important organ works of our century, and again in the Times in 1999 as an astonishingly original composition, compelling in its structural logic and exhilarating in performance, a stupendous achievement. The piece comprises five movements, and at 17 minutes and 54 seconds, the Viaticum is the shortest of these. The full work extends to some 2 hours and 19 minutes. the Viaticum there from Christus, the Passion Symphony for Organ by Francis Pott, played by Ian Simcock at the organ of Westminster Cathedral. Dietrich Buxtehude lived from around 1637 or 1639 until 1707. He was a Danish-German organist and composer of the Baroque period. His organ works represent a central part of the standard organ repertoire. He composed in a wide variety of vocal and instrumental idioms, and his style strongly influenced many composers, including Bach. Today, Buxtehude is considered one of the most important composers in Germany of the mid-Baroque period. Let's listen to his Toccata and Fugue in F major.
Thank you.
Buxtehude's Toccata and Fugue in F Major, Buxtwv 157, played there by Wolfgang Robsam at an unspecified instrument. Well, that's about all we have time for. We're going to finish today with a piece of choral music, and we sometimes feature choral works with particularly notable organ parts. The Gloria from Charles Marie Vidor's Mass in F sharp minor provides such an opportunity. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop and that you'll join me again next time for more of the same. Until then, goodbye. Charles Marie Vidor's Gloria from the Mass in F-sharp minor, opus 36, played there by Vincent Boucher on an unspecified organ, bringing Organ Stop to a close for another month.